Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody, live from Chicago. Happy holidays, everybody. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist, all things sports medicine, fitness, and wellness, brought to you by Global Schoolwear, stylish school uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger, Hurdle Apparel, and their high-tech socks, LER, Lower Extremity Review, and MVP Parent Magazine, UK Health Radio. We've got a great doubleheader. Eric Wabina, he is the president of the over 100-year-old Baseball Blue Book organization. He's also a podcaster. He's returning along with Sandy Robinson, RN. She's a mind and body and nutrition consultant. She's the author of Why Am I Eating This? Then the Sports Doctor's In with some Bob Guided Wisdom. You emailed her first. Eric Wabina, welcome back to the Sports Doctor. Give us some background on Baseball Blue Book and you and your family and your involvement.
Okay, well, great. The Baseball Blue Book has been around since 1909. It's one of the oldest publications in the baseball world. Originally, it was really just the directory for all the collegiate and professional leagues and teams in the country, and a lot of coaches and scouting departments would buy it because it was the one place that they could go that they knew that they had the accurate information for the player, for the coaches and the programs across the country. It's been 114 years in the making. It's been great the last couple of years. We've converted this directory into an app, and my family has been involved in it for almost 40 years, collecting data and providing great information to every level at the baseball in the baseball industry.
You know, it's amazing. The baseball industry, of course, is semi-endless. A little nostalgia. I was just watching that great documentary, It Ain't Over, with numerous guests, the granddaughter of Yogi Berra, these levels of baseball, professional level, Little League baseball, and the ability to have help in trying to figure out for your young son who might be playing, what level is he at? Where could he go to school? Who are the best coaches? All of this kind of information over all of these years, and the reach has just increased by leaps and bounds, hasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think what it really is, Dr. Bob, is we looked at what the market was. Our market was for over 100 years, it was really just the professional level and the scouting department. But you know what? There's over 18 million kids that are playing baseball, and we wanted to provide something at all levels. I don't care if you're 8 years old and just picking up a glove for the very first time, all the way until maybe you're a JUCO player in the collegiate level looking for your next four-year opportunity. So we wanted to expand it to be beyond just contact information, but really a wealth of information from health information from the experts to what type of batting glove that you might want to buy, all the way to what event is playing in my area.
Including what's the best shoe for your son to be in,
Exactly.
The idea, exactly, or how much is too much? What about these pressures? It sounds like, again, a topic, I don't know, maybe 40 years I've been dealing with the world of youth sports, all aspects of it, the coaching of it, the parenting of it, the high performance of it, the challenges of youth sports. There's so much pressure in so many different areas. Education is a key point, whether it's for the coaches, whether it's for the parents, whether it's for the colleges, the recruiters. I guess that's where you get that label. I think when I had you on the show before, though, Eric, And I asked you, you know, Blue Book used to be about, you know, when you would buy a car or something, you'd look up at the base, you'd look at the Blue Book. So I wanted to know if the car industry or you guys invented the term.
Well, I think 1909, I think it's debatable if it was Henry Ford or the baseball Blue Book that kind of made the name for what it is. So it's been around a long time, but you brought up a really good point, Dr. Bob. It's bringing back the fun in the game. There's so much pressure in the game of baseball, what college to go to, what travel team to be on, what strength and conditioning program we need to be in, what health advice needs to be there. We, you know, baseball is America's pastime, and I think we've lost the ability to have fun and to learn the game, the great game of baseball. And that's really the goal of the Baseball Blue Book, is to bring it to all levels, take away a little bit of pressure, give people information that they're looking for, and really build a community.
You know, one of my favorite guests, Lou Vickery, who pitched for the Yankees and Cardinals, his pitching coach was Whitey Ford. And Lou had a radio show down in the Panhandle called Lou in the Morning, and I'd show up once a month for 3 or 4 years as the sports doctor's in, and they were so concerned about overuse with this year-round pitching. And then, of course, you know, one of our colleagues in the sports medicine world with Baseball Blue Book is my friend, frequent guest, Dr. Brian Cole, team orthopedist for the Bulls and the White Sox, talking about, oh my gosh, Tommy John surgery, a third of them are done on teenagers. You know, right. What's going on? So the safety and the education and the mental game, like you touched on, the more talented your son is, many times the more the pressure builds, you know, whether it's the overzealous parent on the sidelines, the overzealous coach. You just mentioned one of the key words, which is fun, and the return of fun. How important, I'm very excited, there's an upcoming documentary called Where Our Children Play, Chesapeake Films, Joel Franco, been on my show numerous times, paying attention to that very point. Hey, parents and coaches, we got to remember it's about the kids. Eric, what's the site people could find out about all things Baseball Blue Book?
Well, you could go to baseballbluebook.com. We're on all the social platforms. I think one of the things that you just said, and with the podcast that we have, the guests that we have are really talking about what you just said. How do we bring fun back to this game? You know, the pressures and everything. So we have a whole podcast channel. You can actually check out 6 of our shows on the Baseball Blue Book Network in iTunes, but we're also on YouTube, as well as the other programs that have the audio podcast. So we're really focused on bringing the knowledge and education and bringing that to the parents and the players.
Yes, and again, the at all levels, many times in all different age groups, we see many times, again, that you know, traveling teams, club teams add an awful lot to the situation with these kids. And we would love kids to play different sports, to use different parts of their bodies, experience different situations. And sometimes, you know, that's great, unless you're a prodigy in one of these particular sports. It's interesting, the CEO of the Mariano Rivera Foundation was a guest of mine X amount of months ago, talking about how he came from the South America and really came up, and it became so important for him to pay attention to some of the challenges that these kids face. And again, a lot of it is pressure regarding, again, sometimes being overwhelming. So sometimes youth sports needs to take a deep breath, take a step back on occasion, don't you think?
I think so. I think you know, there's a lot of pressure, but we got to bring the fun back, and it's such a great game, and I think that knowledge is king. We want to bring the knowledge to the table, because I think the pressure builds when people are not informed, because they don't know what to do, and we hear that all the time from parents. Parents are like, my 9-year-old said I've got to buy a $400 bat. Well, you know what? Where's that pressure coming from? Is it because they need it? Or is that because they just don't know and they don't have the information? So giving them the right information from the experts in the world, I think, is really key to bringing back the fun and letting these kids go out and just learn the game that we've all grown up to absolutely love.
So you have big events coming up where you're talking about this, some different organizations that you're going to be involved with and talking about, I think, sometimes this January. Talk a little bit about what you're looking to do in the future with Baseball Blue Book and what some of these events are about.
Well, the next event, one we're very excited about and everybody is plans for all year long, is the Amateur Baseball Coaches Association Convention, the ABCA. It's going to be in Dallas this year, starting on January 4th and running through the 8th. So this year, we're really excited. There's going to be over 15,000 coaches there from all levels, about 300 vendors that are all coming and sharing and demoing their new products. But we were asked to be in their inaugural podcast row. And so we're bringing two shows on the road, and we're going to be right there in the middle and the heart of everything, interviewing coaches across the country. I've already got all the Coach of the Year for every level. They're all going to be joining me on the podcast, so we're really excited.
I tell you,
that's
exciting, Eric. You're going to be able to share this segment with all of them.
Absolutely.
We've come a long way, baby, and I think the world of baseball, again, your organization's had a lot to do with it. Again, bringing the importance of the kids. You know, the famous late great sports psychologist shared my radio show with me in the 90s, late Jim Vickery. He had a couple of bullet points for sports parents and coaches. And number one was, don't be an overly critic individual. And number two, he said, was to be a good listener. And it's great to see the organizations. How have you found the feedback from the youth sports world, as well as the scholarship world, the high school world? How do you find them tuning in to everything you guys are about?
Well, I think we're being honest. We're also agnostic. We want to be an open platform for everyone, giving them a platform to promote whatever they might have. And I think letting the market determine. Right now, you may be in a certain area that you only have access to certain people. But if you open that up to everywhere across the country, you know, everything is remote. You can do everything virtually. You can do everything from anywhere. And all of a sudden now the market will determine who is providing the best information, the best equipment, the best organizations. And we just want to be part of that. So we welcome everyone to come in with their best, the best game that they've got. And we will promote the heck out of it and help them build their business and build their it could be a business, it could be an association or organization, and it could be a player. Let your talents and let your products do the selling, and we want to be part of that. So we've seen a massive shift, and the parents love it. They don't know what they don't know, and we're there to educate and bring that information to them.
Yeah, those are the three areas that have always been a big deal, Eric, as you know, on the Sports Doc. There was awareness, number one, education, number two, and positive change, number three. You can't make changes in education if you're not aware about what the challenges are. Youth sports, and there still is, there's an epidemic with capital letters of youth sports overuse injuries. And we've got to get the word out on having these kids well-trained, smartly trained, educated coaches when it comes to some of the aggressiveness of some of the different scheduling, et cetera. And the idea, again, underlying all of it is the fact that it's supposed to be fun. You know, Little League woke up 25 years ago and realized that 35 to 40% of these kids weren't re-signing up. And they sat down, they said, holy, what's going on here? And it didn't take long for the overzealous parents or whatever, they started to realize, you know, back off from some of this pressure. I think they've come a long way. And they're on, you know, they're on ESPN for 2 weeks on television, you know, with these kids playing in the Little League World Series. So it's great to see organizations like Baseball Blue Book, which is gets in the middle, again, of this awareness, educational, positive change area. And because, you know, baseball is such a big deal. and good quality coaches. And the idea of, again, parents, like you said, they don't know what they don't know, and we want to add to what they do know so they can make smart decisions when it comes to all of these different questions. You know, again, with some of these talented kids, even early adolescents.
Yep. Nope. It's a perfect thing. The Baseball Blue Book, our tagline is, are you in the book? There's no reason for you not to be in the book.
You know, I knew the time would fly. I knew the time would fly with you, Eric. Give us again the site people could find out about everything you guys are doing.
Yeah, baseballbluebook.com. That gives you kind of everything. But you can also download the app for free. It's at the iTunes and the Google Play Store.
Great. BaseballBlueBook.com. Yes. We're going to have Eric back again after all this hoopla to move forward. Hold on, Eric. We'll be right back, everywhere at the Sports Doctor. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharky Zartman, hashtag HeySportsParents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharky is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharky talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey sports parents. Hey everybody, Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com. Hey, everybody. MVP Parent Magazine is special. Evidence-based topics on all areas of youth sports. Rich Dubin, a sports dad himself, takes his three decades of publishing. He just celebrated the 12th anniversary of the acclaimed LER Lower Extremity Review magazine, one of sports doctors' key supporters, and he pours it into MVP Parent. Factual evidence-based info on such key topics like physical and mental training, nutrition, injury awareness, treatment, recovery, and prevention. I am proud to be a contributor to MVP Parent. With the Sports Doctor is In article in each issue, go to MVPParent.com, MVPParent.com. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them.
Another is a well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com.
If you live in or near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com.
Hey, everybody. We are back live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Wild, sports podiatrist. I am welcoming Sandy Robertson. She is the author of Why Am I Eating This? She's a registered nurse, mind-body nutrition consultant. Sandy Robertson, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me to be here.
You know, I've talked about the world of nutrition. I've talked about childhood obesity probably for 35 years before people knew how to spell it. So it's such a big topic. Give us some background on yourself and your big attention to nutrition and national wellness.
Yes, I'll be happy to. I'm a registered nurse. I have a master's in community health and focused on corporate wellness and fitness, and managed several wellness fitness programs in New York City, corporations, and a few hospital wellness and obesity programs, different parts of the country. And the more I taught wellness and touched on nutrition, of course, exercise, I realized there was so much more, that it went a lot deeper than knowing what to eat, how much to eat, and that we should all exercise. And as I learned more about the mind-body connection and psychoneuroimmunology, I thought, wow, food is medicine. And also, eating can be an emotional state.
Big topic.
And I really
wanted to... Big topic on the
to,
Sports Doctor.
Yes.
I call it the mental game. All of
yes,
this,
exactly.
Whether you're the best athlete in the world or you're trying to stick to a program, or you know, the emotional side of food, it's a big topic.
Yes, yes. And I just finally understood from counseling thousands of people and doing thousands of groups that it's a mind, body, spirit, and energy system connection. Involves a lot of positive self-talk. And really, my book is about retraining your mind about looking at food differently, looking at it as fuel and nourishment, and asking yourself, is this the nourishment I really need? Or could it be sleep or water or friends or spirituality or nature? And also energetic self-care. So I'm so excited to be empowering people to change their relationship with food and eating for good.
You know, it's interesting how the topic of obesity, the topic of you can't turn on television for 5 minutes. If it's not a commercial about some sort of drug, it's a commercial about a diet. And this is the culture that we're in. And I think we're making a lot of progress. And then sometimes I take a look at the statistics and I see that we're at best treading water. It's such a tremendous challenge. I love that term fueling. One of the contributors to my book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, Katie Davis, with RK Nutrition, talked about fueling, you know, in sports nutrition. And people would get that compared to a diet, right? The term?
Yes. Yes.
Do you find medicine, good luck to us, do you find medicine finally getting the hint?
I do, Dr. Bob. I know, I happen to know several academic institutions and hospitals around the country are instituting culinary medicine programs and training medical students and doctors in food as medicine and the culinary tradition of healthy eating and what foods have the most vitamins. So I think it's been a missing piece of medical education, and it's very exciting, the growing trend towards culinary medicine at hospitals and medical schools.
You know, again, that whole area, let alone the wonderful emotional side. I was watching, you know, the late Anthony Bourdain and his Parts Unknown,
yes,
and the culinary around the world. And there's 10 shows on television about contests, about chefs. It's such a big deal. It's very entertaining. And we know there's such a big, big side to it. I've had experts also in sports medicine, Sandy, with eating disorders, and talking about this whole challenge, my world and the world of figure skating or dance or gymnastics. What do you mean you didn't lose weight? So, you know, there's all of these pressures, and the youth area, mental health, such a big deal. Have you seen an explosion in concerns about all of this in the world of mental health compared to the progress?
I have, and it's actually at both ends of the spectrum. In other words, I see people in their 60s who are still dealing with trauma from childhood, and no, they realize they're eating for emotional reasons and perhaps because they don't want to feel or deal with some deep emotions or trauma. And I always recommend people talking to a therapist, psychologist, you know, a good mental health professional. And then at the other end of the spectrum with people in their teens and 20s with being obsessed with social media and what's the latest trend and what they should be eating. And some of them also have emotional traumas and sometimes sexual abuse and different things they've experienced, and they're depriving themselves of food. So it goes in many directions. You know, we use food to self-soothe. And sometimes people also use food as a way to punish themselves, food deprivation. So that's why, again, I always recommend bringing in a good, strong mental health professional as part of your village for the mind, body, spirit, and energetic self-care. And that's really what my book talks about.
Yes, in high-performance sports or the higher levels of sports in any area, nutrition has become a front and center, very, very big deal, which is great to see. There's not a serious sports team or school that doesn't have big attention being paid to this side of things. This is one of the incredible ironies, is that,
yes,
again, with all of that new attention in so many areas, including, you know, performance, recovery, rest and recovery, nutrition is such a big deal. It just sometimes is appalling to see that, again, whether it's childhood obesity, or obesity itself, it just is so difficult to challenge. And that's where the awareness and education comes in, isn't it?
It absolutely is. It's just the simple tools of mindful eating, of being present with food and aware and chewing and having your meals last at least 20 minutes. I'm sure you know this, that it takes 20 minutes for the message to reach the brain that you've had enough. And so many people rush through their meals.
That's such a big point.
And think, I'm hungry.
Yes, but that's such an important point that I think is like I'm saying, gee, of course, you know, as I'm listening to you. The idea of taking your time, how important that part of it is,
yes,
to be at least included, I think is I might have failed the truth, false part of that test.
Right. Well, many,
slow
many
down.
Of my clients, Dr. Bob, realize right away, they say, I know I eat too fast and I know I eat too much. And just the habit of reading labels and becoming aware of portion sizes, how much is a portion? You know, how much is 2 to 4 ounces
of
protein? What does that look like?
I thought it's all you could eat. What are you talking about? What is the best site people could find out about you in the book? What's the best way?
My website is energyworkswisdom.com, energyworkswisdom.com, and the book, Why Am I Eating This? Is This the Nourishment I Need? Is available on Amazon, also on Kindle.
You know, it's interesting, again, whether it's Weekend Warriors, and again, you know, 80 is old as the new 60, and there's so much emphasis on living well, trying to stay out of trouble as best you can, both physically and mentally. And again, nutrition has so much to do with it. And do you find that they're paying more and more attention, knock on wood, in all levels of school, that there's now much more attention than there was to some of the junk that was just available constantly?
I do. It's been on the news of a lot of schools having relationships with local community gardens and trying to serve more fresh food, whole food, organic food. I think some children like what they like, so that can be difficult. But I think giving them options and eating the colors of the rainbow, I love that expression. And I think it's never too early to start introducing different fruits and vegetables for children and eating the colors of the rainbow. And I think there's more of that, not so much processed food.
And I think, again, you know, that everybody knows, you know, that when it comes to the fruits and the vegetables and the red meat and all of these things, but we've also grown up around myths forever that, you know, eggs and cholesterol and all of these different things that could drive people crazy. Again, because there's always a new vegan and vegetarian, all the cultural eating, all of these things. So I guess, you know, having a good education, you can't go wrong spending some time, whatever your level of activity, of bringing in and getting some feedback from nutritionist dietitian.
Absolutely. I always recommend that to my client, in addition to integrative medicine or naturopathic doctors. And understanding, again, everyone's physiology is unique, and there's so much out there now about the gut-brain connection and what's the quality of our gut microbiome and gut bacteria. And I'm happy that people are learning more about that, that what we eat affects our brains, and what's going on in our minds and emotions affects our stomach, and then consequently our immune system. So it's all connected, our systems. And I love the focus on nutrition and really getting that expertise from dietitians and nutritionists.
Yeah, we're going to talk more about it. We're going to have Sandy back. We're going to take a break. Sandy Robertson, RN, mind, body, and nutrition consultant, author of Why Am I Eating This? It's the Sports Doctor, everybody. We'll be right back.
The station that makes you feel good.
Nature's Medicine for Modern Living, a people and plants dialogue hosted by Sophie.Health. At Sophie, we bring together experts and voices who rarely cross paths. Our quest is to illuminate the ancient world of plant medicine and reimagine it for the connected age. Join us to explore new boundaries of digital personalized medicine with deep roots in the natural world, and hear from our community of international pioneers who are validating this new paradigm and improving how we feel, sleep, and cope with daily stresses naturally. Sophie.Health, reconnecting people and plants.
Introducing Hurdle Apparel Socks. Are you ready to step up your sock game? Hurdle socks go above and beyond by adding unrivaled support and cushioning with their new matrix support technology. By using an incredibly thin, anti-odor, anti-perspiration, shock-absorbing web or matrix that's incorporated in between the fibers of their socks, Hurdle is introducing the first socks with an internal structure to support your feet. There is an immediate difference as soon as you wear them in terms of cushioning and support. Walk on and walk easy with Hurdle Socks. Go to hurdleapparel.com.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Good, good, good.
Hey, everybody. We are back. Again, happy in-between holidays. It's an exciting time of the year. It is the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil. We are talking the world of nutrition. We're talking about the whole mental side of it also with Sandy Robertson, RN. She's a mind, body, and nutrition consultant. She's the author of Why Am I Eating This? Sandy, give us some bullet points that you're paying really attention to in Why Am I Eating This?
Thank you, Dr. Bob, and thank you for inviting me here today. And the points I talk about in my book really empower people to change their relationship with food and eating for good. I talk about awareness, being aware of food and nutrition and also portion sizes. There's a lot in my book on mindful eating and the concept of being present with our food and chewing and savoring it and eating slowly. There's also a lot on self-talk and how positive self-talk and empowering self-talk can help us when we're around food, choosing what to eat, how much, especially around the holidays with all these choices and buffets, to really thoughtfully ask, what kind of fuel does my body need right now? And how much is enough? That's a great question I invite people to ask. How much is enough? I also get into a lot about nourishment, holistic health, and the concept of mind, body, spirit, energetic self-care. So we may think we're hungry, but perhaps we're tired or dehydrated. And perhaps we're lonely or bored or frustrated. And to really zoom into, am I eating because I'm physically hungry and my body needs fuel? Or is my soul hungry? Or is my energy hungry? Again, am I dehydrated? And to look at food as nourishment and medicine, and again, in a holistic way, with a mind, body, spirit, and energetic self-care and self-compassion, and ultimately self-love. When we love ourselves, we care enough about ourselves to put the right kind of fuel, pristine self-care, into our bodies.
You know, it's interesting. You mentioned mind-body, which, you know, a few decades ago, medicine didn't know how to spell mind-body or holistic. You know, there was very, very little emphasis on anything, let alone spirituality. Yet now at the highest level of sports, superstars, the mental game is a very, very big deal when it comes to dealing with the stress, both physically and mentally, when it comes to recovery. And again, the fact that you use that great word, fuel, instead of saying, you know, diet or what your diet is, which is sometimes, mm-hmm. you know, it's almost a mental turnoff people can understand that it can make, you know, such a big difference. And again, you know, there was a famous guest of mine, Mike Richardson, years ago, because his movie and his book was called Fat Boy Chronicles. Michael, I got his name right. Fat Boy mm-hmm. Chronicles was about a young boy growing up and what he faced with his friends, with his family, with the belittling, with the bullying, and all of these things, and the kinds of challenges that were involved. You know, so again, you know, that's why obesity, childhood obesity, is such a big deal. But that mental side and the idea that not organized religion necessarily or faith, but the spirituality, the mind body, it's like nobody has a problem with it. So it becomes a nice inclusion. We've seen that a lot in sports medicine, and I think this is why the title of your book, you know, has got a great vibe to it.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Bob. I believe that we are all mind, body, spirit beings, no matter what your religion or culture. And there's a way to connect with, whether you call it a higher power or something outside of ourselves, even if it's nature, and that can be comforting and nourishing, a source of support. There's a great book published many years ago called The Hungry Soul about some of the origins of eating and how people grew into eating and the way we eat. But I love the concept that sometimes we think we're hungry and it's really our soul that's hungry.
Yes. So it's also powerful to hear you say, it's also powerful to hear you say that, hey, by the way, nutrition is medicine.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
this is a big deal, that there is a huge area from medical marijuana to CBD to all sorts of other non-drug natural processes that can many times make a tremendous difference, herbs and different types of spices. So I think it's an educational challenge that, you know, people could begin to include the fact that, again, you know, medically and, you know, rest and recovery, healing, that
yes.
the nutrition's a big deal.
Absolutely. Once again, just as you're saying, food is medicine. And it's an important point to remember that not everyone needs the same medicine or the same amount. So everything on social media and on TV about what we should and should not eat, it's different for everyone. So I encourage everyone to have an in-depth conversation with their doctor and or nutritionist, dietitian, to look at their labs and their gut microbiome and, you know, find out what is the best pristine nourishment for them, like athletes do, as you talk about so beautifully. Athletes, everyone's different. And so I believe that's the same with everyone. We all need to nourish
the world
our bodies.
Of, you know, the world of hydration, you know, that the,
yes.
whole other world of supplements. And again, which is, you know, what's good, what's needed, what's beneficial, how does it mix in? I think, again, it's a very, very controversial area in a lot of different ways. And, you know, we have, let alone all these kids living on painkillers many times because they're just overdoing it with their bodies, with scheduling and all of this, even at early, early ages. So the idea of being educated, and I think the pediatrician and the medical world is really, really tuning into everything you're talking about. In this whole other side, you know, why am I eating this?
It's true, and I agree that pediatricians are realizing the, you know, trend in childhood obesity, and also understanding in many families, food is used to self-soothe, and unfortunately, I was one of those children that used food to self-soothe and was overweight as a child.
I'm gonna have to catch that on to the next time. I knew this time would fly by. Give me the website again. People can find out all about the information about what you're doing.
EnergyWorksWisdom.com. And the book, Why Am I Eating This? Is Just the Nourishment I Need, available on Amazon.
Great. Sandy Robinson, thank you so much. Hold on, Sandy. We'll be right back, everybody. Sports Doctor. We'll be back with the Sports Doctor Is In segment.
The station that makes you feel good.
Introducing Hurdle Apparel Socks. Are you ready to step up your sock game? Hurdle Socks go above and beyond by adding unrivaled support and cushioning with their new Matrix Support technology. By using an incredibly thin, anti-odor, anti-perspiration, shock-absorbing web or matrix that's incorporated in between the fibers of their socks, Hurdle is introducing the first socks with an internal structure to support your feet. There is an immediate difference as soon as you wear them in terms of cushioning and support. Walk on and walk easy with Hurdle socks. Go to hurdleapparel.com.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries and cream.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
Hey, everybody, we are back. It is the Sports Doctor Is In segment, where we preview some upcoming guests, topics, and shows. We mix in a little of the late Bob Guida wisdom, and we answer a few emails. Great guests coming up after the new year, Andrea Valley. You know, shift does happen. The whole area of interactions and families, sports families, competitive families, sports parents, in so many different areas, in and out of school, also to different levels. She's going to be talking about that. And then Corey Poirier, he's going to be talking about vitamin T. Vitamin T is purpose. And again, this whole mental game, whole mental challenge of high performance, of preventing problems. Following week, one of our faves, Rick Baba. He is one of the gurus of the baby boomers, the senior citizens, the senior magazine. And we'll be talking all things baby boomers and that world with Rick. And then we're going to mix in some education about the world of Medicare. It's so important to be familiar, parents of athletes, grandparents of athletes at all levels, retired athletes, the ins and outs, up and downs of Medicare, important topics, great shows coming up. You know, Bob Guida, who's funny, you know, the famous Jack LaLanne, and Elaine LaLanne has been on our show a couple times in the new book, Pride and Discipline. You know, Jack LaLanne, I think he invented rubber band resistance and rubber bands. Guida used to always, when I first met Bob in the late 70s, he was making a big deal and talking about elastic and rubber bands. And this was used in every athlete he worked with. Every rehab area Bob worked with, he mixed in rubber bands. Again, there's not a better piece of equipment to strengthen your feet and ankles, hands and wrists, shoulders, elbow, all sorts of different joints. The area, again, rubber bands. At very young ages, we would have skaters, 7, 8, 9 years old, doing some easily but resistant rubber band work. We talked about that a few weeks ago with Mike Andrews, my longtime colleague from Sports Fitness Institute. We have some emails. You know, Paul says, you know, you talk about the prodigy sports. It's a big time chapter in our book, Sharkey Zartman, the Hall of Fame volleyball player, the college professor, and the book, Hashtag A Sports Parents, Prodigy Sports. Number one, everybody in sports medicine and athletic training and medicine wants young kids to play different sports and use different parts of the body, period. Surprises people. 80% of the gold medal winning Gold Cup women's soccer team, they play different sports, 8 out of 10 of them. Yet prodigy sports, again, think gymnastics, figure skating, and dance. Again, I have, again, my specialty, the world of figure skating, everybody knows, my poster boy, Evan Lysacek, 2010, men's Olympic gold medal figure skater. He was 10 years old, we put orthotics in his case. He was a great example of what we see to this very day, that age and older, young adolescents, that's all they want to do, 5, 6 days a week. They do not want to play other sports. We see it in tennis and soccer and other sports. So when that's the case, we want to pay special attention to these kids. We want to, again, get well-educated. What is the best physical therapy strengthening program? Consult with a good personal trainer, physical therapist, to get a real good home program that you could include. Ellen says, you know, my 13-year-old son is already, he's a club soccer player, and he's playing 5 days a week indoors. And he's got this bump on the back of his heel. The doctor said it was Haglund's deformity. You know, deformity has never been a good term, Ellen. Haglund's condition is
enlargement of the back of the heel bone, which is rarely problematic, but on occasion it is. If it's, for example, we see it commonly in skating, where the skate boot locks that foot in position and any excessive motion is problematic. Now, again, we might very well see that your son, if he's got flat feet, for example, then the mechanics of the foot exacerbates any enlargement of that bone. We've had great success with proper shoe selection and orthotics to solve that problem. Rarely, with a capital R, is it a surgical problem. Once in a while, it's a padding problem. In skates, we could punch the area out. We could also make some padding around that area in a particular shoe, consult with podiatry, who could really, really help you in that case. But we've had great success for decades with Haglund's and the fact of prescription orthotics. You know, Pat says, I'm a serious runner. I'm 50 years old. I run 5-6 days a week. I try to take a couple of days a week off. I probably do 5-6 miles at a time. I've been diagnosed with heel spurs. I've had heel pain on and off, plantar fasciitis. I didn't realize I had actual spurs. What about that? You know, Pat, at, again, 50 years old, not unusual to have heel spurs, especially with a history of heel discomfort. Heel spurs are the bone reacting to the stress of the attachment of the plantar fascia, which is the large band of tendon on the bottom of the feet. Every time we push off, every step we take, we are stretching normally that attachment. If that stretching is aggressive, then again, it can cause the bone to respond. Almost always, it's a conservative situation. Shoe selection, orthotics, very, very helpful. Support, very, very important. If the opinion you're getting from the doctor is you need surgery, get another opinion. Very rare, maybe a few percent of the time, is it a surgical problem. Proper support, orthotics, shoe change, physical therapy, strengthening. Hey, everybody, I ran out of answers. Catch you next week. It's the Sports Doctor. Thanks, everybody.